talking head or whatever. Capitalism is the extraordinary belief that the nastiest of men for the nastiest of motives will somehow work together for the benefit of all. By John Maynard Keynes, who I don't know what that is, but I guess I have to, update myself. So yeah, it's interesting actually when you think of it. Capitalism is based on greed. I want, and to many that also means I want to have things that I want others to lose or not have. So it's really, I mean, factually, when you think of it, I mean, really, a doctrine or approach to life and work and activity based on greed, lust, greed, all these, you know, anger, envy, and so on. I'm more and more seeing that because, you know, I grew up with the left and the right, and which is right, the left or the right, and are you a leftist or a rightist? And in school, there were so, you know, these arguments in class. You got the leftist over there and the rightist over there. I was a leftist. Or, you know, most were in between, didn't have any stand. And of course, the Swedish way is to just stand in between, you know? It's like, oh, then I don't take any stand. Then I'm good. Neutral. Of course, nowadays, they threw that out the window, the neutrality. Welcome into NATO, Sweden. Happy to come now, because we want to make some war here. Want to come along and have some fun? Oh, you're making good weapons also, we heard. You know, and then you have these right-wing capitalist supporters, their politicians. The one we have now looks like a AI parody of one of those. Well, maybe they are AI, all of them. You don't know anymore, because all you know about the world is what you see on these screens, which could be, for all that matters, AI generated all of it by now. So better just turn back to Earth again. But anyway, there we are, left, right, capitalism, communism. Those are, of course, the only options. But in Sweden, we had a... And I appreciate that. When I grew up, at least it looked functional in the 60s and parts of the 70s. And then the yuppies came and it got weird in the 80s. So... But, well, yes, the Swedish balanced view there that, you know, I guess the Americans would see Sweden, then the social democrat system, as socialism. Ooh, the commies got them. Oh, they are close to Russia. Soviet Union. But actually, you know, my father had a little factory making trousers, maybe 25 employees. And that was our family business, and he maintained us. We were not rich, but we had all we needed. Bought things secondhand, but good quality. That was my mother's. Ways and saving, not wasting. Countryside, small town, Swedish family, and we were all like that. All our relatives and neighbors, good people. And a friend of mine who is, you know, one of those old hardcore commies from the 70s, he said that he always considered, for those of you who know the Marxist terminology, that these kind of family businesses, you know, or you could say honest businesses, where the owner takes care of the employees and gives them fair salaries, and you know, that's how a society thrives and becomes happy. Everyone has a job that they like to do and a nice environment to work in, and nice, respectful and friendly treatment by the boss. You know, that's possible. And I saw it with my own eyes. But I think my father took, you know, no one seemed to be overly unhappy. Maybe he was a little bit too interested in some of the ladies, but that's another story. So anyway, caught that. And I understood last time I was in China, 2012, speaking even to high politicians there for some reason, because of family relations. I was married to a Chinese lady. I understood it. I think I may have understood it right. That the Chinese government, even they are looking at the Swedish social democrat model as a possible way to go. And if you look at China today, it actually looks like they went that way, because the last time I was there, they had started selling out state-owned companies, because it used to be that everything was state-owned, to private business actors, or whatever you call them, private companies, and even the relatives of my wife then was in the middle of all that. So we got kind of first-hand experience of it. And I met one Swedish man, interviewed him, he's on here too, on YouTube, who told me that the industry, the private sector in China is going wild, and it's rather than the government, central government, being some totalitarian system in control of everyone's minds. It's the opposite. They're riding on a tiger, he said, which is the industry. So it might be good for us Westerners to visit China. We are welcome there. They are very hospitable and very nice, friendly people with an old, beautiful culture that they are now returning to more and more again, saying that, you know, 100 years of Western influence cannot destroy our thousands of years old culture. So, yep, just a recommendation. Go there and look how it really looks. Not just through the flat screens. But anyway, so we are there left and right. And now, reading this by this man, Keynes, but yes, capitalism, which is now, and I mean, my friends there on the right side, you know, I remember, you know, and they're still talking like that, some of them who are still left, I mean, right. Some say, you know, the market powers, and the market is good, it's divine, it's because of the fair competition and this and that, and the customer only buys that which is the cheapest, and, you know, so they regulate the market, of course, and in this way everything will become fair and best for everyone. Of course, I mean, if you think a little bit more, there are other factors there too. Yes, you are free to start companies and make your own fortune and all that. But you're also then free to cheat and to manipulate and to enslave. Which, I mean, there are enough examples in the world today to prove beyond any doubt, isn't it? I mean, it's just one word needed, colonialism. Can add another one, imperialism. And I mean, it's hard to just erase such a thing from history, no matter how much in control you are of media and school systems and whatever. And no matter how much you pump out beautiful images of yourself as the all good one, and your place as the land of the free and the brave and the smartest and greatest and just wonderful. So I'm starting to see that, yes, there's a pattern here. The nastiest of men for the nastiest of motives. The greedy ones, the black ones. And I understand, you know, why these conspiracy theories are flourishing on the planet today, because it really looks like, you know, I mean, we have to admit that when these blackies all of a sudden started invading our planet and taking control of it. You know, people here and here and there and there and there, they used to look like this and dance and sing and work together and help each other. These communal societies. Self-sustaining communities. Villages, small towns that took care of themselves. And it was like that in Sweden also, even during the Second World War. Sweden was very much self-sufficient and could handle a crisis like that. How is it now? I don't know. We still have the countryside, we still have the villages, we still have farmers and know how to farm, hopefully without oil. But they will learn. So I guess it's all coming down to that. If, you know, when this whole balloon pops, because it's really a balloon now, people, with empty air, a lot of hot, empty air in it. And those things have always popped sooner or later. And when they do, which we can learn from history too, well, going back to the country, it's always there. Mother Nature is always there. And the ones who still know to how to, or quickly learn how to subsist on the land and on nature with the relatively low-tech means needed for that. Although, of course, you need to roll up the sleeves, and you don't need to pay for the gym anymore, because it's included in the job. And you get out there, get fresh air and health. So, you know, just as in Cuba, they realized, and that just another one of the oil sanctions or whatever sanctions the big good guys in the land of the free and the brave and the greatest put on them to suffocate them. Well, they grew food on the roofs of Havana, and vegetables were available in every street corner, fresh from this from the rooftops. So, you know, my conviction is that once we turn back to God and Goddess, they are there welcoming us, saying, yeah, just do like this. But the ones who won't listen, oh, there is no God. What to speak of Goddess? Oof. We are the lords and masters of creation. And there you got the black guys with the black hats and the ties and the white shirts and the hard faces. I mean, you go to these older cultures, they tell us about those guys. They are coming from the lower regions of the universe, from the cosmos. They are ruled by the, you know, they are the Patala people, lust and anger and greed and envy and illusions, and that's what they thrive on, that's what they live on. And they enslave us. They are parasites. And then on the other side, you've got the devas, the actual good ones, the ones who share and love, who want you good. Because, and they will say so, win-win is what everyone wins on. Makes us all happy by sharing and being fair and honest. So yes, I wish that social democracy, the little glimpse I got of the real thing, the functional thing here in Sweden, would be revived the right way. We've seen a bit of it, and Sweden could really become what Sweden, well, has prided itself for, because Swedes like to pride themselves also for a long time to be, you know, we will show the world how it's going to be done. We know. Which, of course, can sometimes get really naive, but in a way, I think it's true. Sweden can have, and Scandinavia can have that role. And now it seems Finland is even doing better. Sweden is trying to just turn into just another USA. Because Swedes, they like to just follow the big, strong guys. And of course, they look a lot at media coming from over there. Because we Swedes are also godtrogna, what is that? Easy to fool. But don't tell it to them, because then they will get angry at you. How can you say that about us? Anyway, so these are just some thoughts. And if you find yourself there in the midst of this polarity of left and right, and socialist, communist, or capitalism, and, well, it's really more than a polarity. And it's always good to look at the balance, the middle way, as Confucius put it, and which actually China was built upon, and India and the Dharma, and all the cultures like that. Even here in Europe, you had the Christianity there bringing some kind of piety and higher moral direction to the whole thing. And isn't that what we need today? And the nice thing is that we can, each one of us, make our lives that way. Even if we have to go off-grid, there are plenty of people today who can teach us how to do that. So, yeah. You can do it, I can do it, we can do it together. Help each other. We don't need those people there. They can do their thing in the leadership positions. Of course, they may mess things up big time. But then we have to be prepared and take care of ourselves. Yeah. And it will spread from there. Good things tend to spread. So, yes, people, let's not let's keep up our high spirits and we can always do good and have a good life wherever we are if we help each other.